So it's Thursday, March 30th. So what's your name?
My name is Felix. I participated Tuesday. But my message is that I want everyone, it's not all about Mexicans. It's about Mexican Americans, all immigrants from Japan, anywhere. And I just want to get the point to, I want to get it straight. What? It's not just about Mexican Americans. It's about all immigrants, and that's what I think. Like I stand for.
Which days did you take part in the protest?
I took part of both days, Monday and Tuesday, and I marched on Monday for like half the day and Tuesday all day, and I was in there when the cops got there and everything. So I went in the bus. Yeah, they were overreacting. Like, it wasn't as chaotic as it sounded like it was. We were just standing there. The only reason like some of them started running on the highway is because cops started surrounding everyone. Everybody didn't know what was going on, and they got scared and they started running. And cops were like getting their batons out, and people got nervous. They started jumping freeway, but it wasn't really like, oh my god, let's jump on the freeway just to cause like disaster or something like that. So it's not that big of a deal.
So people went on the freeway to escape the cops?
Yeah, because they didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. I ran too, but I didn't go to the freeway or anything. I just ran because I saw them stick out their batons. I thought they were going to hit us or something, like the stuff I see on TV. So I just ran, and they assumed that, oh my god, they're going to run on the freeway. So yeah.
Let's step back a little bit. Why is it that people walked out of class? What was the protest all about?
I stepped out of class because I just wanted to show that, oh, like, this student's not here because she's against the prop. That's why I stepped out. I didn't want to, like, oh, immigration this, immigration that. I just wanted to make a statement. Oh, I'm not supporting the prop, therefore I'm stepping out.
What is the prop that you're talking about?
The immigration prop. H.R. I forget. I'm sorry. I have it written down on paper, but I don't remember it. Sorry. I know.
When did you learn about this law that they're trying to pass?
Well, my parents were talking about it. They were talking about, like, for a while. I didn't really pay attention much to it until, like, I started, like, oh, my God, well, it passed some, like, to the, how was it? It passed up to where? Yeah, or something like that. So I was like, what? Because I didn't know it was going to, like, you know, it was too much. I was like, no, it's not going to happen, but it did. So I started getting, like, what? And I have a lot of Hispanic friends and this, that. So I don't know, like, I don't know everything about it, but I'm just showing support that I'm against it.
Do you think that this bill, this law, would affect you personally or your family or your friends?
My friends a lot, yeah. I have a lot of immigrant friends, and their parents are, some of them are in Mexico, and they come back and forth for, like, fields and stuff, and, like, it makes them sad, and it makes me sad. And, I mean, how can I not be, like, affected if I live in Watsonville, you know? It's obvious, yeah.
What was the reaction of the teachers here at school?
Oh my gosh. I went to government and I was attacked. They were saying, why are students are being stupid by going out of class and going on the freeway and this and that. And like students like sitting next to me were being like, you guys are stupid. Mexicans are this and that. And I got mad. So I started giving them like the real 411, like telling them what actually happened, how it was like not even as chaotic as it seemed. Everybody's like, oh, really? We didn't know that, you know? So now they start understanding. But yeah, like, a lot of people are telling me, like, stuff, why did you do that? Why did you do this? Like, pretty much, like, just saying I'm a criminal. Like, it was wrong what I did. But I don't back out. I think I'm strongly agree with what I did. Yeah.
Have students here at Watsonville protested for anything else, as far as you know?
2 years ago, for the war, walkout, I was there too. Yeah, that's the only thing I remember. Yeah.
How did Monday's walkout compare to Tuesday's walkout?
I wasn't there all of Monday, so Monday to me was just chill. I was just walking. Tuesday, the cops were more aggressive, for sure. Like, they were. They're crazy. They're scaring us. Like, yeah. So I think it was crazier.
How did the cops scare you?
They were surrounding us. The motorcycles were passing by really fast, almost swishing by. So, yeah, they were more aggressive, just talking a lot, and they had microphones and everything.
So did the cops hit anybody with batons, or did they spray people? What happened?
Well, actually, Alicia, my friend, remember you were there? We were standing right by where the cops were because I thought, that, like, I didn't know what was going on. I wanted to leave. I'm like, oh, I'm leaving now. I'm going back to school. And then I started walking, like, trying to get in. I didn't know they were going to hit us, and they hit my friend, like, on the back, like, hard. And she's like, oh, and her back hurts. But, like, they don't believe us. I told her to just, like, they, like, just, like, oh, wide, open their eyes wide, like, oh, you know, like, that's it. And take us seriously.
So you actually saw a cop hit your friend in the back? What was she doing?
She was just trying to walk, like, because a lot of people were, like, going, there were people that were getting out of control. I'm not going to say no. There were some that were yelling, and, you know, like, dude, chill, chill, you know, we're all supposed to stick together. She's trying to calm people down, and she got hit in the back, like, for no reason. Really.
Were there other people that got hit?
Well, we crossed the PV bridge, and they all came out of a, like, the SWAT team or whatever. They all come out of like of a semi truck, and then they just make like a big old what do you call it? Like a wall. They all stood like firm with their things, and they pushed everyone back. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just rush through this shit. Like we're not gonna take this shit. Like we want to go back to Watsonville. We're trying to leave, and there was this little girl in front of me, and she was like.